mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed. While souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread, they're perishing, they perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. We are happy to be back with our listeners on XEG and would like to say a very hearty welcome to all who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We're thankful to be on this powerful radio station of XEG. And may I add a big thank you to all of those who have helped to make this broadcast possible from week to week. We hope that each of you are well and enjoying the richest blessings of God, both temporal and spiritual. I'm thinking of a question today found in the book of Ruth, chapter 2 and verse 19. Let me read it to you. Where hast thou gleaned today? Now, the background to this question is an interesting one and is certainly worthy of our consideration. I believe it can help us to better understand how we may reap more from this life, also receive a reward at the journey's end. Take now a look at a little of the background history in this case. When the famine was so great in the land of Bethlehem, Judea, a certain woman named Naomi, with her husband and 2 sons, moved to the land of Moab. In the course of time, her husband died, also both of her sons, which left her a widow with only her daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth. Both of these girls loved Naomi and desired to accompany her to her homeland. But Naomi advised them to remain where they were, assuring them she had no more sons to offer them for husbands. This advice Orpah took, but not Ruth, for she emphatically stated in Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." She then continued with further proof of her love for Naomi in verse 17, "Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." Now you take someone with a love such as this, and you can rest assured that their love is not all in their speech, but also is manifested by their actions. Ruth's life of devotion proved a great blessing to many other generations, for God provided her a good husband, and from her descendants came the birth of Christ. But back to the first text. Where hast thou gleaned today? This was the question Naomi asked Ruth when she came home from gleaning in the harvest field of Boaz. She had been treated kindly and found much favor and grace in the sight of her master. But now let us consider this text in the spiritual application of today. Where hast thou gleaned today? While others are doing their part to gather in the gospel harvest, are you sharing your responsibility to God and man? Surely the task of carrying the good news of the gospel to all the world is one which requires a combined effort on the part of God's people. There is something which we can all do. First, we should all pray for God to send forth more laborers. Then, we should be willing to go or speak a word in season or out of season, or for that matter, any time when the opportunity presents itself. Then, there are some who are not called to preach, but you are expected to help shoulder the burden to carry the gospel by whatever means God places in your hands. Let us say like Isaiah of old, when the question was asked, "Who shall I send, and who will go for me?" He came back with a voluntary offer, "Here am I, send me." See Isaiah 6:8. Listen now to this very interesting letter from Brother Harlan Smith, who is so active in the Spanish-speaking work in Mexico. Then, after this, I want to bring his voice directly to you by recording. So, stay with us now for this report. I quote now from his letter. "Dear Brother Murphy and co-workers, greetings again in the precious name of Jesus. I want to say that I am continuing to enjoy the broadcast sent by way of the printed page, and thank God for the good work that you are doing. May He continue to bless your efforts to the good of souls. I want to tell you of an experience in Mexico last weekend on the Indian reservation. God's presence fell on the service in a mighty way. Hearts were touched and melted before the Lord, and four people sought salvation at an altar of prayer. They ranged from a teenage girl, who to my knowledge had never been in service before, a young mother who came with babe in arms, an elderly, influential woman of the tribe who has been saved and is seeking a deeper experience with God, and last but not least, an old Indian chief in his 70s who wept freely before God, repenting of his sins. All testified to a definite victory and a determination to live for God. So outstanding was the Lord's presence in this meeting that I am sure the people and preacher will not be the same as the result. I'm happy to report that God is manifesting Himself in other mission stations likewise. Where Sister Edith Cole and Sister Carrie Shepherd are laboring, a young man was stricken ill, taken to the hospital, pronounced dead, but was revived after some 15 minutes. He later testified that God did not take him because he was not ready to go. He said his heart was not clean and he desired to be saved. This caused other souls to be stirred with fear for their spiritual welfare. These are some of the current manifestations of God's working in our midst." End of quote. Thank you, Brother Harlan, for that very inspiring report of the advances being made in Mexico for the gospel. Now, I have sent Brother Smith some recordings of the messages, and here is his reply in his own words. Also, his son Clifford is present with him. Then listen as they sing to you in Spanish.
Brother Willie and family, we've enjoyed reading the programs you've sent by letter, but it's a real thrill to hear your voices and hear the program from start to finish on this tape. We trust the Lord to continue to bless you in your labor of love and in His service.
Brother Will, we've got just a little space, so Dad and I are going to sing you a little chorus in Spanish.
Dulce comunión, la que gozo ya, en los brazos de mi Salvador. Qué gran bendición en su paz me da. Oh, yo siento en mí su tierno amor. Libre, salvo, intrigado sin temor. Libre, salvo, en los brazos de mi Salvador. Dulce comunión, la que gozo ya, en los brazos de mi Salvador.
Yes, think of it, friends. Every nation, every people have the opportunity to have the gospel. It will make us free in the Lord, free in His arms. Thank you, Brother Smith and Clifford, for the song in Spanish. Now, let us pray. Our Father, take the message today and make it a blessing to all who are in tune. Also, may it serve the great and noble purpose of spreading the gospel to all the nations of the earth. In Christ's name, we ask. Amen. Now, notice the words of this poem by William Williams. Kingdoms wide that sit in darkness, grant them, Lord, the glorious light. And from eastern coast to western, may the morning chase the night, and redemption freely purchase, win the day. Fly abroad, thou mighty gospel, win and conquer, never cease. May thy lasting wide dominions multiply and still increase. Sway thy scepter, Savior, all the world around. Then think of the cost of spreading the gospel, both in sacrifice of earthly pleasures as well as financial cost. And I am sure you will agree it is not an easy road.
It's not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If we have been a blessing to you, we would appreciate hearing from you. Also, if you would like to receive printed copies of the message each week, address your request to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. They're mailed free upon your written request. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, Central Standard Time, this is your speaker, Willie Murphy, saying, may God bless you richly and a very pleasant good night.